Hey everyone, my name is Creek and I'm one of the producers at Truthwork Media helping Amber produce Building Championship Mindsets. We had a little bit of an audio glitch that happened during the interview, but we thought the content was so good that we decided to release it anyways. So go ahead and turn up the volume just a little bit and enjoy the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking, where we are in season 14, entitled What Drives Winning. We have had the opportunity to hear from some incredible sport leaders, mental performance coaches, high performance consultants, to really hear from them what drives winning at the individual and organizational level. And today I'm really excited to introduce you to an incredibly close friend and colleague, Kayleen Curry. Kayleen, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's been years. I was on season maybe three.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Some of you who are longtime listeners might remember that Kayleen has been with me in Selking Performance Group as one of our phenomenal mental performance coaches for several years. The last 3 years, she's actually spent as the director of mental performance for Vanderbilt football with head coach Clark Lee. He was with us as the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. And then when he went to Vandy, realized that, man, we need this role full time in our organization. And so Kayleen was the first ever full staff director of mental performance in SEC football, and it did a phenomenal job the last 3 years laying a foundation there, but has recently chosen to go off on her own, move back to Denver, and open your own consulting company, Mile High Performance. So congratulations on that.
Thanks so much. I'm really excited for this chapter, this journey, seeing what we can build.
Yeah, it's going to be special. Being an entrepreneur is a very interesting journey, but you're going to crush it. And I'm excited to watch you grow and continue to thrive and have an impact in the world.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get to it. We've got two questions. The first of which is, what from your perspective leads to individual high performance excellence? You were an elite college softball player. You've been a college softball coach. And then you've been a mental performance coach at the highest level and now an entrepreneur. So you've seen a lot of different people in a lot of different settings as a performer yourself and those you work with. What leads to individual excellence from your perspective?
I do really think it starts with you as a person, which hopefully there's a lot of continuity as you go through asking professionals in the field between some of our ideologies and theories, because we're all being trained from a similar space. So hopefully that's something cool that people are gaining from this. But a lot to do with values and purpose and identity, breaking that down, understanding who you are on a deeper level and what you stand for. So one of the things that I like to talk to my clients about is just like asking yourself three questions as you're in pursuit of self-development, self-discovery, and figuring out, you know, what your identity is. And I use that term identity maybe a little bit differently. So I want to define that a little bit here.
Great.
And that, like, when we think about identity, a lot of times we think about like who I am and who I'm not. And I want it to be a little bit more fluid so that it doesn't feel so black and white. Because sometimes we can really have conflict and difficulty when we are in that, you know, whether it's, you know, on one side of the coin or the other. And so if you can understand yourself in a little bit more nuanced way and give yourself grace, a little bit of gray area for like, what does identity mean to me? And how do I reach towards that each day rather than I am this thing? And if I'm not that thing, then I'm just crushed and destroyed and I don't know, or I can't sustain that confidence. So speaking usually more about purpose and values can help people understand, you know, that it is fluid and I'm always working or I'm trying to be driven through those values rather than identity. And if I make this decision that I'm not this person that I said I was, and then the kind of derailing that can happen from that. So giving yourself a little bit more grace through that and allowing identity to be a little bit more of like something that we're reaching towards, a little bit of a spectrum. So it's not just like you are or you're not. And that conflict that exists there.
That's so good. It's almost like the thread of who you are, not just the outcome or roles that mm-hmm. we identify as identities. That's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll go back to those three questions that I like to ask. It's like, what is my purpose? on this journey? What do I stand for in this life? Am I making decisions through these? So through my values or what I stand for, my purpose for today and for the future.
Ooh, good.
And so bringing in perspective there, just really trying to ask some deeper questions to my clients so that they can just be thinking on deeper levels and in different ways. That's what I love about what we do is so often we're asking questions that they have not thought about. And so it just really can broaden perspective and just see life in a different way, see self in a different way. And often I think that really helps us round out our wellness because we're not stuck in a box or we're not caught in our thinking that maybe is more detrimental or unhelpful to us.
That's awesome.
So
thanks for sharing that. A really, really good nuanced perspective on identity and how we can flesh that out. Mm-hmm. So now think about organizations, the teams that you've been a part of, the organizations that you've helped cultivate. What do you think leads to high performance excellence at the organizational level?
Yeah, so this one, I actually want to take us back a little bit to the individual to pose like kind of two framings within individual and within organization. So individual, it's about like who you are. And when I was thinking about this question, I was thinking, well, okay, individual is about who you are. Can organization be about who you're not?
Hmm. Interesting.
And so often I think organizations, whether it's in sport, whether it's in high performance, we're trying to take this, that, or the other from a different organization, fit it into ours, rinse and repeat it, hope that it's going to work out because it worked somewhere else, or we saw this person or that speaker, or we were in this previous space or industry or with this other team or program, and hey, let's just take it, plug it, and play it. And so really getting to the core of like, you know, in this context, in this institution, in this, you know, moment with the people that we have, in the environment that we have, who are we and who are we not? Because we're all bringing all of these past experiences, and how can we make that something new and vibrant and maybe even innovate or create from it to say, okay, what do you have to bring from your previous experience that can advance us, that we can maybe develop from, but not necessarily feel like we have to now be that?
Yeah.
So that's where my mind went a little bit with that question is like, who are we not so that we can really, you know, kind of carve around what we're maybe feeling that we have to be or what other people are telling us to be or those past experiences that can sometimes just hold us back to really create this brand new world, brand new landscape with, you know, all these people and their, you know, brilliance together.
Yeah, I love that. I see that a lot with like new coaches, right? They take on a new program. Mm-hmm. And they get their own shot to either become a coordinator and now lead the offense or defense or become the head coach. And it's like, man, this is your program. Like, it doesn't have to be anybody else's. And
yeah,
you can work with people to hone your thinking, but it has to emanate from you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. your stewardship of that vision.
And how freeing that perspective can be rather than, oh man, like, what did everybody else do? And how do I need to do it? Versus you have really phenomenal gifts within that. How can we leverage those and let those out?
And I even think about that in families. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, You came from a family that was a certain way, but like mm-hmm. the family you get to create, like your family is an organization, it's an entity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you want your family to look like? And that can be different than what maybe you've known or experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So get creative and build that. I love that.
Yeah. You just spoke to the like second thing that I thought of, and then I had a third, and I'll say them really briefly here, is just do it different, right?
Yeah.
Do it different. There have been so many great ways of doing things and how can you pull from those processes and systems and do it a little bit different because you're bringing your unique gifts or what is important to you and your values. And so taking that into account when you're building or sustaining, how can we do it a little bit different next year? What worked, what didn't work, doing a nice little audit at the end. And then lastly is just like really driving development. I think development is so important for organizations. Like, how are we developing our people from within and how are we, you know, allowing them to fail? Like, failure has to be a part of that equation. And so often, you know, in organizations, fear is driving the bus. And how do we let fear kind of sit in the back seat and know that like failure is one of the best ways for us to all learn and grow together and get better. And so taking in development as something that is a necessity, not a byproduct, and that without development, we're stagnant or we're not going to reach high performance. So how do we put that at the forefront and really lean into that? Because also development can be such a scary thing, because when you develop and you fail and you're in a high performance environment, do you have the space and ability to do that? Or could you just get fired?
Right.
Right. And that's so when do you take those calculated risks and know that they will return in the short run or in the long run, knowing that, you know, developing at the end of the day, we develop or die kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. That's so good. Thanks for sharing those insights, Kayleen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we wrap up every episode with some championship mindset training. So what can people do to develop their championship mindset in these areas that you mentioned today?
Yeah, I would say it's all going to start with some reflective practice, building that self-awareness, building your organizational awareness. And so sitting down with some of those questions that I posed throughout this conversation to think about yourself and then think about how you influence your organization. You're a leader in any capacity. So it doesn't matter if you have a C-suite title or whatever it may be in your org. Like, you know, how can you be influencing your organization's performance from your seat, from where you're at? Sitting down, really taking the time can be one of the hardest things to do. And the people who are doing it are the ones who are going to be really like making changes in their lives and doing those things differently because they took the time to sit and reflect and apply going forward.
I love it. Last but not least, how do people find you? Where can they locate you on social and get a hold of you or learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter at Coach K Curry. And so those are going to be the best avenues. DMs are always open. I welcome conversation and, you know, any ways that I can help to be a resource to y'all. Or if you have other thoughts for me, I would love to hear them too. But those are going to be your best avenues. Hit me up on Twitter and Insta.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for the next phase of your career and to see how you develop Mile High Performance Consulting and see you grow and thrive in that space. So congrats again.
Thanks so much. So happy to be here. Love chatting with you.
Always. All right. Well, hey, jump on our website, selkingperformance.com. Lots of free resources there for you as well. Follow us on all the social media handles at Champ Mindsets on X and Instagram, and then Selking Performance on Facebook, TikTok. Let us know how we can help you. If there's any way that we can serve your organization through one-on-one performance coaching or keynotes, shoot me a message directly, drselking@selkingperformance.com. And again, keep sharing those stories of how you're applying this stuff to your life, because I love hearing it. I love being able to celebrate and hear your victories and how you're wrestling with this stuff. So either share that with us, tag us on social, or shoot me that message directly. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking. And from the locker room to the boardroom, I just want to challenge you to continue building your championship mindset.